We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You know, I only want to be with you, especially on a Monday morning, as, man, we get set, and it's all back now, man. It is firing. High school football's been back now for a week. Mario Cristobal's got his guys out. They're actually getting ready to have their third practice today. And of course, the Miami Dolphins get set for a long week in Tampa Bay. They'll be flying out this afternoon and be up there with a couple of practices.
Joe, you waited out the long summer for this, right? Everything back now, football-wise.
Yeah, no, it's back at every level. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. From the Canes, who, by the way, got a special guest coming up. His name is Mario Cristobal at 6:20 this morning. Talk to him about the first couple of days of practice and the team, and as much you can tell somebody after a couple of days and everything that he's trying to get accomplished. By the way, a whole lot of new faces will be back, especially for everybody who went to that spring football game, the final spring football game up in Fort Lauderdale. I just want to let you know there's going to be a whole bunch at every level of new guys. Guys were on the team last year that were injured. A new recruiting class that didn't come to college early to go to spring. And, of course, that transfer portal. So all that stuff we'll talk to Coach about, including a couple of individual names. So we'll have all that stuff with the coach, who's got a healthy team. Like, all right, everybody's back. Let's get ready to get rolling with everything there. And, of course, the other part of this, the Miami Dolphins and the Tua and Tyreek Hill show was back yesterday in a big way with a lot of big plays. And so it's been fun. Now they get to go up and compete and see what it's going to look like against Tampa Bay, get some more work. There are some things that after 10 practices that are pretty clear to me that – when TNT are practicing, Tyreek and Teron, it looks completely different.
Well, I like
when,
what you did there. Very nice.
When those guys are part of this thing, I thought the one day Tyreek Hill didn't practice, you were like, ooh, something's kind of missing here. And you realize it was a cup of Cuban coffee running around.
He brings the juice,
around.
Right? Yeah. He brings the juice out there. We've seen it.
So
he does flips. He goes to the crowd. He knows how to get jacked up.
The Cuban coffee. Yeah, he is. Listen, he's about all that stuff. And listen, Tua's been, for the most part, when he's got time and we don't have the blitzes and they don't get picked up in a couple days there, I think everybody's a little frustrated that there wasn't enough time to throw the ball because they are putting a lot of their blitz packages that they run. And gave the NFL fits there for more than half the season last year. They're getting after pretty good. But when he's got time to throw the ball, it's been good. And the other thing I've been saying, when you work on deep passes, you got a chance to be successful during a season. And, man, they're doing a lot of that. They did something on Saturday. It was incredible. So Saturday they practice. They go back and forth on the fields to keep the fields from getting chewed up. So Saturday, you know, it was a nice day, and so they have some drills. So the quarterbacks came over the closest field, and they set something up, a big net 45 yards down the field, 45, 50-yard throw, and this big net, it's a big garbage can net where you could drop it in there. So those guys could drop back, set, and throw deep passes, right, throw at a target. And so the three of them came over there, and the crowd just – I mean, the crowd really got into it. It was pretty funny for a drill, but I was like, listen, man, you need to – it's good. Like throwing to a spot where your guy's going to be as you get comfortable with those guys, and that is, you know, honestly about as deep as you're probably going to have to throw a pass. And they were dropping them in. The crowd was going nuts. It was hilarious, and they were really into it. And they were into the crowd, and – pulling each other's arms up like champions, and they made it fun. For a damn drill, those guys really made the whole thing a lot of fun.
Joe, you could have any national buzz you want around a team, but this local buzz around this team, and you've seen it since the first day of practice when the fans were there, these fans are totally into it. I mean, you could tell from the second they're walking into camp, for the second they go to any kind of drill, it's fun. It's fun being out there for the camps where the fans are out there to see how happy they are, or how jacked they are to see what this team is going to be.
When the fans are there, they run out on the field, and it's fun. But listen, I mean, it gets into the drills, the one-on-one drills, 11-on-11 when they're competing against each other. I don't know about individual drills, however, everybody's getting excited about
the
first 20 or 30
people.
Minutes.
You should be surprised.
But yeah, the fans that are going out are
ready to go, man.
Pretty excited about getting out there and watching their team play a little bit. And listen, everybody knows, you know, man, they're all watching the same stuff. And I will continue to say, man, this is best names on the back of jerseys we've had in a long, long time. You know, I know it doesn't mean anything for the season, but I tell you, it's a hell of a start for. I'm guessing the coach feels pretty good overall. That you're going to take the team. They're pretty healthy. They got a few banged up guys. I guess the biggest concern right now is Michael Dieter, who got the foot. I don't know if it's the same foot. They don't talk about a lot. I'm guessing it is that he missed more than half the season. And you come back after a year of missing more than half the games and you're hurt again. You start going, okay, anybody else here? Can anybody else here start to snap the ball? Because they have had a little snapping problem. I didn't really pay attention to it, you know, for the first. And I saw the writers talking so much about it and the coaches. And you're going, yeah, the snaps have – they've been spraying the snaps a little bit, if anybody cares about that. It shouldn't be that big a deal.
It, right?
You know, it shouldn't be that big a deal down the road of, you know, of finding guys. But, yeah, they got to desperately – listen, we went through three centers last year. And you want to make sure you got some guys in place. The last thing you want to have to worry about, because the most important thing is a friggin' center and snap. And not only snap, but a guy makes a lot of the calls on the offensive line and those type of things. But a lot of good stuff going on, man. There has been a lot of good stuff and been a lot of different receivers. Sanu has really turned it on. Cedric Wilson has turned it on. They've got – by far, to me, the strength of this football team, the number one strength of this football team is a wide receiver position. Obviously, starting with the two guys on the outside, but so much more. And you see those guys in one-on-one drills and just the things they've doing. Obviously, Ezekama has been really good as a fourth-round pick. He has been, for me, and I said it last week, he had a lot more plays over the weekend. He just consistently is you know, he's getting chances, but you throw him the ball, he's open, and he's catching it. And so got a lot of good stuff going on out there for just the start. And listen, now they go to Tampa Bay, and they'll get, especially for the line, they'll get a lot of good work. And honestly, their defensive line ought to be chewing up Tampa Bay pretty good too. They ought to be getting after it pretty good as we get rolling. But a lot of guys you expected to kind of be good. And listen, everybody's had their moments. God, I went out there, I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday, and it was a lot of the guys, like, they were like, who is that guy that keeps making a lot of plays? So they've had some rookie free agents making a nice big splash here early in camp, which doesn't always happen early in camp, and some of their draft picks. Third quarterback has just been fantastic. Sucker's getting better and better and making it fun out there. He's got a nice strong arm. So a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of really, really cool stuff going on here. And of course, we'll jump into Mario Cristobal coming up this morning. And because the Canes, well, they'll get rolling here pretty soon and really getting into it after, I'm guessing, the practices are without pads right now,
right.
Everybody, for a few days here. So we'll have Coach on and talk about his football team a little bit here and get into all that. By the way, got to get into this second before we get back to Dolphin stuff and the Canes stuff. anybody catch Pete Rose's championship, the Phillies championship, inviting all those guys back for their reunion, their championship reunion, it couldn't have been more of a train wreck than it was for Pete Rose, and had nothing to do with the gambling. I didn't even realize it, but Philly and their media did. So Pete went through the whole thing. I didn't know the story, honestly, and I did not know that back in 1973 when Pete Rose was like 32 years old, apparently he had a little relationship with a 16-year-old.
Oh,
wait,
God.
Just to check that. He thought was 16,
right,
but was 14 or 15. And so they're still asking him about it. And the girl apparently came out and accused him of stuff. And Pete said, you know, I guess Pete said, no, I thought she was 16. I didn't know. And I'm like,
oh, God.
I don't know, man. Like, I dated younger women in between marriages. I did, but I didn't hit the 14, 15, 16.
That's good. Just like, smart move.
No, it's just like, Pete, I don't know, man. It's just, he just can't get out of the way of himself, man. I listen, he was great. Charlie Hustle, you know.
Did somebody help him, though, with his PR stuff? Did someone assist him?
I don't know.
So he goes back after he said his crazy comments to the reporter. He goes back over, and I guess he tried to apologize. He offered her 1,000 signed baseballs.
Yeah, hey listen, I don't want to give you any money, but my baseballs are pretty.
Like, oh, by the way, none of that stuff matters. It was a long time ago. Like,
no, it was 55 years ago, babe. That was his answer.
Says you can't even do anything to me now. So it's just like, God, Pete. Pete is just like
he can't
opens,
even help himself.
Opens right. his mouth yeah. and just everything else, and all of a sudden that event just gets ruined.
Oh,
that event just ends up being. There's nothing worse. You have this big event to celebrate a championship in your city and a special time, and the next thing you know, it's just Pete stuff again.
Another Pete Rose.
Damn, we invited
disaster.
Pete.
Right.
The hit king, and it just turned into an acquit king. Just terrible.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we've got a lot more stuff. Mario Cristobal, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, will be joining us in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joining us now, the head coach of the University of Miami football team, Mario Cristobal, early this morning. Mario, we really appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
It is for you. Yeah, we were laughing that first practice. We figured you probably didn't sleep that night or just grabbed a quick nap and then you were back at it. We saw that early tweet, man, and we went, that guy's ready to go.
Well, I saved a spot for you on the sideline, saved a spot for you over and during the tight end indie period. See if you can get in there and get some inside number drive block and some releases on six techniques, but we couldn't find you, brother.
Hey, Mario, for you, man, I tell you what, from the final spring football game, you got like a brand new football team from guys coming back from injury to your freshman class coming in the transfer report. You got 30 plus new players. What's it like seeing everybody out there and healthy for the most part?
Well, it's great to be able to practice in two spots, several drills, and it's going to be able to go ones, twos, and threes and rotate guys in every single unit. You know what that generates? It generates competition so that, you know, no one gets too comfortable and in essence, you know, it becomes more of a welcome thing and guys get on edge and they stay on edge and we need to play with an edge.
You just, Coach, you just opened this up pretty much, huh? You just said, hey, fellas, let's go. Open competition across the board. Don't read how you line up the first day. Let's go.
It just can't be any other way. I mean, as a player, you remember who you played for. I mean, that guy, Coach Shula, I mean, it didn't get any better than that. And great teams do that, and great teams welcome that aspect, and they don't see it as a threat. They understand that there's no way to be at your best without that competition. So we're starting to understand that. You know, today we're in pads, so if we want to be a physical team, we got to practice and train like a physical team. So in a couple hours here, we're going to find out.
Coach, I got to ask you this. I want to go back to Saturday for a second in Canes Fest with the fans showing up, seeing all the players, seeing you, the coaches out there. You certainly could feel the buzz out there. I saw it just from social media, and I know that Hollywood was out there broadcasting live for WQM, but that had to feel good for you coming back. This is the first year for you with the, you know, with the team, and feeling the buzz and feeling the fans out there.
It really was awesome. I mean, the passion is contagious. It's strong. It's growing. Man, it was. We got to continue to expand this event and realize, you know, you look out there in the morning and you have a line that big and you want to find ways to accommodate everybody. So we're going to make sure that we make it bigger and better and just make it an opportunity to generate a lot of juice, a lot of enthusiasm and preparation for the season.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you, Tyler Van Dyke, when we were all together at the ACC meeting, said, hey, man, Joe, I got to give you a guy to keep an eye on that we've seen out here, Trevante Citizen. And I was like, whoa, you know, we're talking about all the guys coming back from injury. That one surprised me a little bit. I know he's been working out with the team, obviously, for the coach or for the quarterback to be throwing to him. What have you seen from him? I know it's early on, but, man, pretty good-sized guy.
Yeah, he is. He's a big, powerful guy that can go 0-60 in a hurry. He's got great vision, great understanding of the game, and he's learning the system, right? I mean, you're jumping in a college ball right away against some pretty good players, so it happens really fast. So he's learning, but the credit to the entire, you know, backfield, that room, and Kevin Smith, Coach Kevin Smith, they are grinding, and he is putting it on him. And, you know, God help you if you go the wrong way on a particular protection or whatnot. He understands that protecting the quarterback is just as important as pounding out some yards on the ground.
Coach, I want to piggyback on that for a second because that running back room is deep, and I know that that was one thing. When you talk about old Canes teams, competition just breeds the guy, you know, jumping up on that depth chart. Five guys, six guys there, but you've got a deep running back room with guys coming back from injury, and like Joe said, even Trevante Citizen guy coming in here. That's got to be nice for you to see that running back room too.
Well, it is, and like you said, you know, injured a year ago, so you got to make sure that you're at your best, in your best physical condition to avoid injuries, and at the same time making sure that you spread, you know, the carries around, the touches, while getting all these guys on special teams. These are explosive, fast guys that certainly understand football, and then teaching them leverage, half position, numbers, angles, all that stuff is critical for our team to take another step.
Coach, 12 transfer portal guys. Coming in, I think that was the final number. I'm just, your thoughts on that group coming in, more expected from them with experience from other programs to come in and play?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the expectation is everyone to fit under one culture, right? Doesn't matter where you come from. Some of the guys actually played against, you know, out there at on the West Coast. When I was at Oregon, we played a couple guys who were at UCLA and then came across some other guys in recruiting. So the expectation is they are older, but it's still a different culture, and it's a full-throttle culture. There is no, you know, it's foot on the gas, and we don't come off of it. So two things is, number one, them adapting to that, and number two is making sure that as an organization, as if we want to be a true football family, then everybody has to look out for each other, and everybody is responsible for upholding the standards of the culture. So a lot goes into it, but, you know, it doesn't matter if you just walked in the door as a walk-on or you're, you know, returning All-American, and you're still going to get the same treatment.
The wide receiver room, always a hot topic. Who's going to be the next couple of guys to step up there? You going in open-minded with this group, and what are you looking at mostly? Consistency to figure out who's going to be playing the most?
Looking to challenge this group and to challenge them hard. Because, you know, the great groups, you know what they do? They find a way to stay after with the quarterback and get some extra reps. They find a way to get on the jugs machine. If there's a ball that breaks down the field, they're sprinting and they're blocking. If the ball's up in the air, they do everything in their power to come down with it. And then off the field, they're just studying and grinding on that playbook to make sure that the quarterback supporting cast is on point 100%. So that group will be challenged. There is some progress, and we need to see more.
Coach, you unleashed Coach Feld on the media, and I know he's been a social media sensation. This guy. I mean, Coach, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't wait every time he posts something just to see his videos. Did you introduce him the day he got down here to the coffee? Was it that day, the Cuban coffee? Because it looks like guy's been drinking it for the last 50 years.
Yeah, we introduced coffee to him, I think. You know, this guy, he lights it up, man. I got to work on his Spanish accent, the way he says café.
I was waiting for that, Coach. But jumping out of the ice bath. I mean, like, Coach, this guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's besides all the energy and juice that he brings, is the guy. He's brilliant. He's super high IQ. Not only, you know, strength, conditioning, intelligence, but just a great understanding of culture and how it ties into all this grinding, all this work that we do. So truly a guy who's, more than just a colleague. The guy's a great friend and a brother, and his impact has been felt.
Coach, I thought it was pretty interesting. Number 26, Sean Taylor's number, and saying, hey, I'm not retiring it, but I'm going to wait till I see basically somebody pretty special. Before he let somebody wear that number, you said somebody had asked if they could wear that number. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
No, I think it's important. You know, I don't know enough about retiring numbers. I know that sometimes that's a plea out there and whatnot, but we have so many great players over the years that you'd have half of your roster have to wear the same number. Right. I do believe that, and sometimes some players, former players, are a little bit more fresh in our mind because they played more recently. But, yeah, let's call it what it is, Joe. You know, I mean, if you're going to wear that number, you better be a dude down, okay? You better remind others that watch, fans that watch, family that watch, wearing that number reminds me of the guy I used to wear it before. So we just want to create high standards and certainly want to just eliminate any kind of entitlement, you know? You're not coming in as a fan to watch the game. You're coming in as a student athlete to contribute to the winning ways of a program that's trying to get back to its championship status. So that's what it comes down to.
Coach, great spring, a great spring of football. Does that give guys the edge coming into this camp at all? Guys that played their ass off during spring football?
I think it sets a great foundation. And they've got to carry it in over the summer. Like anything else, if we preach four quarters of football in overtime, well, the entire season, the entire year has to be approached with the same mentality, because let's call it what it is, man. If a guy has a great spring and is reading too many articles, well, I guess they read on the phone now. No one reads the paper anymore. But if they're reading too many things and hearing too many good things and they come out in the summer and it looks different and they're not given every ounce of what they have, well, you know what? It's going to end up different for them. So we just want to make sure that there's a clear understanding that nothing but our very best is going to be good enough.
Coach, while this is all going on and we're talking about all the excitement around your football team here early in camp, the other side of this thing is that 2023 thing, without saying names, wow, they keep rolling in. And most of them not in South Florida, but from around the country. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you got to stack up. You got to stack up talent, you know, and when I mean stack up, you know, we do a really good job of investing in our players' time, resources, and making sure that we give them everything we have so they can really maximize their potential and their abilities. And to create a championship program, you have to bring in multiple classes that are of that caliber, elite caliber student athletes with the mentality, the resiliency to withstand the rigors of this process, and also the hunger, the drive, the determination to be just that elite. So we're off to a really good start. The momentum is real. We don't see it slowing down anytime soon. And it is only August, so we got to keep rolling.
Wow.
And, you know, let's make sure these aren't dinner reservations at the local restaurant. Let's make sure they're really commitments.
Hey, Coach, real quickly, I'm just curious, setting a tone. Is there any one part of this football team that kind of sets the tone for success for this season? Is there any one group for you?
Well, we're placing that challenge on the players, and it starts with today. You know, our meetings start, you know, those guys have been down there with nutrition check, getting ready before we go into position meetings at 7:30 and then a special teams at 8:20. But before that meeting, we will have a team meeting so that we all clearly understand if we want to be a physical team, we have to practice like a physical team. And it's not a pick and choose when you feel like being physical. Your mood has nothing to do with our goals. And so, you know, in terms of setting the tone, it has to be shown and demonstrated, and it's going to be done on a daily, because we're going to – every single ounce of film is dissected in front of the team, in front of the unit, so that everyone really knows who's real and who still is.
That was a Don Shula special right
there.
Oh, my God. It was there's nothing worse than a bad play in front of the whole group. It doesn't look like an effort play. Oh, you're a bad man.
Coach, before we let the bad man go for 1 second, Coach, I saw yesterday some media members were posting some videos of players' reactions to a new locker room, it looked like, there on campus for you guys. It looked pretty impressive. I just wanted to see if you had any comments on it, because I saw and I showed Joe and we were looking at it. Man, that is pretty impressive what you got going on there with that new locker room.
Well, you know, it's a continuous example of the commitment of the resources as we're building an entirely new facility. And this is part of that and a transition that goes with it. So we know we're extremely grateful. We're eating, you know, from a nutritional standpoint, as good as it gets. We're training as good as it gets. We're surrounding our players with the best of the best. So you know what? All the more reason to give that much more, right?
Yep.
To work that harder and to make sure that all this stuff that we're doing has meaning and purpose so we have a better product on the field.
Coach, I only bring that up because Joe said it looked like his locker room back in the day when he was on the Dolphins. That's why I wanted to bring
Mario
that up.
Mario was around as a kid. He knows better than that, man. He knows. Hey, nothing like today's, man. That's by the way, that is crazy nice. Yeah.
The nail on the wall and the stool. That's the best spot forever.
Hey, you got nice grass. Shut up and get out
there.
The grass is fine. All right. Mario, thank you, man.
Thanks,
really
Coach.
Appreciate you coming on. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great one and go Canes.
All right, Mario Cristobal, head coach, University of Miami, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, let's take a quick break as a lot of stuff and Coach getting into it. And
jacked up, man.
Jacked up, yeah.
First day in pads.
Oh, he's thrown.
Big day for this team.
He's thrown down some Cuban coffee. Yep. There is no question. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, Dolphins Monday here on WQAM, brought to us by our friends at Gunther Mazda in Fort Lauderdale. To experience a new Mazda SUV, it's on 441 just north of I-595. Visit GuntherMazda.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther Mazda.
Yeah, we got football rolling now, man, with, like I said, high school, college, and professional football rolling. Of course, the Miami Dolphins will be leaving later today for Tampa Bay for the week. Man, this is going to be a... I was wondering why camp seems so short, and I realized one of the weeks they're going to be in Tampa Bay for the whole thing, and Saturday night, the first of three preseason games, and get to compete against some different guys and talk about different parts of that. And, of course, I want to thank Mario Cristobal for coming on, talking a little bit about what all the guys can expect, man, in one big, fat, open competition, and see if the guys that won jobs – in spring can hold on to him, and a lot of new transfer portal guys. Listen, I didn't expect Coach to say it, but those transfer portal guys need to be a big part of the big jump for this team,
right?
To get better. That's
part of the depth of this team.
I think there's 12 of them. Yeah. I'm not saying they're all going to come in and be stars, but those guys need to be big upgrades. Some of them, hey, by the way, even some of the key transfer portal guys from the year before who were injured and couldn't be in spring football, you're really counting on that thing, as well as that recruiting class that he has coming in next year that looks real good, and trying to finish it off here in South Florida. I spent some time over the weekend. I went to the high school Dade County Media Day with Blue after practice Friday afternoon. Got a chance to spend some time with a lot of coaches. They were all coming. All the Dade County high schools were there. It's a really cool event. It's great for top four guys on each team, three, four, five guys on each team to sit up there and answer questions and talk about, you know, just different things, how good their team is and where they might be going to school and different stuff. And, you know, really for a lot of them, it's first time they've done that stuff, so it was pretty cool. But there was one guy that was there that really stood out that looks like a guy that's getting recruited by everybody in the country that is physically just a different guy, and that's defensive end at Central. What a look on him, man. Baines is just wow. Impressive when those guys walked in. But it was great spending time with high school coaches out there and the players. And, you know, this is a cool time, man, for everybody at every level, right? Everybody's got a good football team.
Oh, of course.
Everybody's right. Fired up. Well, now we think we got a real good chance. And it is weird to hear coaches talking about, we lost two guys, but we're able to get three. That's now part of what do you have when it's all said and done and you get back to in what's still with you. Our JV program is really good, so we're able to fill some of those holes and have those type of things.
A transfer machine, man.
I will say one thing, watching the NFL Network over the weekend. Boy, everybody's got a good team. Everybody is all fired up and talking about, oh, man, we think we got a real good team. And, of course, they're spending a lot of time in Cleveland with everything going on there. Now Kareem Hunt wants to be traded, right, and doesn't want to be there unless
he asked for a trade. They
redo,
said no.
Redo yeah. his contract and his $6 million, I think, his base salary this year. And so they're out there. And, of course, that other problem they have at the quarterback trying to figure out what's going to happen. I mean, you can't have more distraction. And we tried. But not even close
no.
to the whole Deshaun Watson thing. He's out there practicing. He's getting time in with receivers. And you're like, is this for nothing? Are we doing all this for nothing? And now all of a sudden looking to get some other guys ready to get through so you don't waste a year with a really good defense.
If he's gone more games than six,
really
it's a wasted season.
Really good running back, really good running game. But you need the right guy at quarterback. So,
by the way, the loyalty thing, how much does that come with Kareem Hunt? This is the team that brought him back in after basically he was kicked out of the league for a little bit.
He looked like he forgot about that.
Right.
That wasn't.
Signed a 2-year, $12 million extension. This is the last year of it, so he's got $6 million this year. So, I mean, you could say he's underpaid if that's what he wants to call himself. But at that point, this team did give you a second chance when really no one else was knocking on the door.
I think he's kind of past that. It's like now the business part, okay, I've shown you I can stay out of trouble and we're good. So I don't know what his value is in the open market right now. Doesn't everybody just have a ton of running backs out there, young running backs? And listen, man, people want to pay running backs a lot of money.
No, I get that.
They just don't. Yeah, unless you're a proven
– right.
Big, strong dude that's durable, that's, yeah, going into your second contract and still living up to it like he is. You're right. There's no question about that. Hey, by the way, lot of cool stuff going on. I wanted to ask you this question this morning. The Dolphin practice have been really good. It's been fun to watch for over the 10 days. And as they get set, Tua and a Tyreek Hill show yesterday again with some Cedric Wilson in there and Jaylen Waddle in there as well, and a lot of nice passing plays. I want to ask you, I know you're not out there, but you're following everything a lot, and I want you to give me the four deepest positions from what you've seen on the Dolphins. The four deepest positions.
I have to start. I'll start on the offense and go running back and wide receiver. That's probably one and two.
Which one's one for you?
I think one. I think running back.
Okay.
I think running back is the deepest because you have so many guys that have played in this league and had time in this. I mean, outside of the Washington connection, like you say, the other guys in this league have all played and played a lot. Injured or not, they have. Wide receiver-wise, when you have your top two the way they are, and then you're just filling holes after that with three, four, and five, with the amount of guys, young or kind of guys that are trying to get back into it. I think those are the top two. After that, I'll go with the defensive back or the safety position, I think. Not defensive back. I'll go safety there. Yeah, no, because
no defense. So you're going corner or you're going safety?
No,
I'm going
to go safety. Okay. I'm going to go safety at that point. I'm not going to say – I don't want to say cornerback yet because I don't know which of the young guys have
cornerback,
stepped up. Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
No.
Fourth one, okay. I got three down. Fourth, I go tight end. I think he got. I don't know, but it's like, I don't know, depth wise, that those are the four in my eyes.
So you're not just talking depth, but you're talking guys at the top are some of the best at what they do. For me, it's a wide receiver one, running back. That third group would surprise you. For me, it's defensive tackle.
Okay.
With Sealers just having an unbelievable camp, and not just him, but you've got, you know, Christian Wilkins playing for a contract. Raekwon has slimmed down and looks super quick. That's a damn good group. So I went with that group third, and it's really close between the safeties, the defensive ends, and the tight ends. The tight ends have been real quiet for the most part. It's been a quiet group. Everything seems to be really wide receiver driven. I'm not reading into it that all of a sudden means Mike Gesicki and that group's going to catch like 20 passes. I don't think that's going to happen. But I went safety as the third group. But, you know, could be defensive end. I wouldn't have a problem if somebody said defensive end right up there with it, and because they have been really good. Jalen Phillips really stepped up. They run all those blitz packages, which those defensive ends are such a big part of. But the safeties have now been together for a while, and Rowe as a third guy.
Yeah, that helps.
That's that just really strengthens that position. But
I think Holland's just going to take, and we've said this even before camp started,
he's
such a turn to be a star on this team that he might be the star of the defense at this point.
Well, listen, it's a fun group to watch. Tua, hey, listen, he's missed some throws and he's been sacked some, but I'll tell you what, he has made some really, really nice throws. He made a throw on Saturday, where he looked one way and came back and split the corner and the safety and Jalen Waddle and split him just by a sec. But that play would have been not just a 20 or 25 yard gain on the catch. He split him. And that was going to be off the races because he hit him in stride. And those are the kind of plays. And I just said, man, that's going to be the poster for successful Dolphins football. The 20 to 25 yard slant to the inside, splitting a safety and a defensive back, cornerback, man to man, and get that ball right on time before the safety can come over and make that throw. And it was gorgeous. It was one of the best throws I've seen. Wasn't the 65-yarder, the big sexy. It was just looking a guy off and coming back to his left and putting it right on the money. And, boy, you hit those two guys on the outside.
Oh, it's over.
In stride.
Right, it's curtains.
And, listen, I don't know if they're going to score all the time because you still got to get by safeties
but
down
you're gonna
there.
But you're going to have the chance.
But you're going to have some big, big plays. You're going to have some big 50-plus-yard, 40-plus yard chunk plays that this offense just didn't have and hasn't had in the past where you have a chance to break it and take them to the house without it being a broken coverage. So it's just a lot of really cool stuff going on out there with this group. And so we'll see. And now they get – look, the offensive line is going to get some work against a really good defensive line. And our defense, honestly, should go up there, that defensive line, and they should chew up, especially those tackles, ought to be able to chew up their new guards and center in the middle with retirement and injury and their number one center being out. They ought to be able to have some real success up there. So I'm looking forward to it.
When do you get worried about the center position for the Dolphins? If they really are having problems like that? And Dieter, the foot, if it becomes a constant problem, which hopefully it doesn't, hopefully
well,
it's
listen,
not as, bad.
As of right now, he's not out there. So this thing's obviously not just a slight thing. Listen, those guys are the toughest dudes in the world. Those guys play. You expect offensive linemen, you get spoiled. Like those guys, they're used to, stuff. And the fact that his foot and that foot kept him out, I don't know if it's that foot or the other one. I'm only guessing and speculating here today. I'm not, I'm not a doctor.
No, really?
But I'm acting like one right now.
Right.
But I think the fact that the reports are they brought some guys in, they're a little concerned that Michael Dieter, you start bringing guys in.
Right.
You've tried some other guys at that position. It's not what you want it to be. and they've got to know to see if they're going to go out and trade for somebody or bring another guy in, but they're not going to let that hold everything back. Because you know what? We talk about how important the tackles are on the outside, but the most important thing is having a guy that can, number one, snap the ball and be consistent where it's not all over the place for the quarterback, where it throws off the timing, is the most important thing, right? And then being able to block and make calls and all those other things. So yeah, I'm a little worried about that. And we've got to find a center, and we got to figure out one more corner. And they'll start. You know, I know when they're going against Tyreek and Jalen Waddle, they're getting chewed up pretty good as a group. Right. So I want to see, you know, that group has got to make, because I don't think they're going to go out and get another corner. I think they're going to go with one of those young guys, knowing that
Byron Jones will be
Byron
back
Jones
going to
be coming right. coming back at some right. point, as he's dealing with an Achilles there. So yeah, that. But there's a couple. Listen, it is not a complete team yet, because you'd always. But I think everybody in the league's got the same problems. I think everybody in the league has got a position where you run out of money. You don't have the money to give. You can't pay everybody, and you got to depend on young guys going into year two and have a surprise rookie and those type of things to get key guys and key backup positions. And Dolphins are no different. But this team, if you're just joining us, I have noticed one thing. When Teron and Tyreek at left tackle and wide receiver are practicing, this offense looks, in my mind, completely different.
Good.
Obviously. That's a good thing. Well, the drop off at the tackle position when he's not there right. is off the chart.
Okay, that's fine.
And honestly, when Tyreek's not out there, it's nothing against the other guys. They're good players. But when he's not out there, it's just
well, you're talking
his
about
speed,
top three or four wide receiver in the league. That's okay to say that. Also,
his energy, right. the way you use him and all the things, the way the different ways are going to use him, and you don't have that. And the one day he had a day off for they just give certain guys, the science program, give certain guys time off according to how much they've worked, how much work they put in, and he runs a lot. But that day was like, wow. And I realized, I went, holy smokes. I don't pay attention until you realize, I haven't heard. And you go, yeah, he's not practicing today. And you go, man, it looks like you can tell that those two guys aren't practicing. It's a different game out there. It really is. All right, 7 o'clock hour coming up, man. A lot more stuff to get to. Kyle Crabb's been down here, man. Finally got him to go home, but spent 4 or 5 days down here evaluating and watching the Miami Dolphins. We'll get into some serious Miami Dolphin talk with him coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to, a lot of news. And by the way, we said it wouldn't last. We said it wouldn't last, and sure enough, it's over. We'll have that story for you coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay with us. But first, before we go to break, got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, we got one hot, beautiful SUV family that we love telling people about. Hope over the weekend you had a chance to visit your South Florida Chevy dealers. Whether, hey, you need something for yourself, your lease is up, you want to try something, you want to start, and you're looking around, and you like SUVs, whether the smaller SUVs, the midsize, or the big boys, well, I'll tell you what, these are the best overall products we've ever had, man. And you look at the Tahoes and Suburbans in 21 and 22, not only do they have a new look, but they've added more space. And I'm already comfortable in my Tahoe, but they've added more space for you and your family to be comfortable. And wow, what a fantastic look. Hey, the midsize SUV, you talk about almost feeling like a big SUV. Man, it's got so much room. That Traverse is just, and the great look with it just adds so much. So your whole family can be comfortable in something that's smaller and maybe easier for you to drive in the smaller SUVs. If that's what you feel comfortable for, some of the best we have. The Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox, just a great way to go. So much style and substance for you and your family. And then Silverado trucks. Are you kidding me? Strong, durable Silverado trucks. Whether you need a full-time working truck, still need the family truck, we got the perfect combo truck for you. You're going to love, and the style and color you're looking for, new and used, hey, man, in real good shape. Check it out. Stop by and fall in love today. convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. You will love your South Florida Chevy dealers and the best overall products they've ever had.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.